remembers the Lord there, and in the course of this, he falls into a great ecstatic, an ecstatic consciousness. And a little later, he's met by the person which was indicated to him by Srimati Radharani, a person who is referred to in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita as the Mathura Brahmana. And it's very telling. When Gop Kumar sees the Mathura Brahmana, he sees that the Mathura Brahman chants the Gopal Gayatri, the same Gayatri which he also chanted. But he immediately understands that there's something very important lacking in that Mathura Brahmana, one understanding, and that is the understanding of the holy names of Krishna. Nam Sankirtan, it is said. And there, Sanatana Goswami describes especially powerful Nam Sankirtan. The Nam Sankirtan is at the Leela stans, the places where Lord Krishna performed his Leelas. One should chant there with a feeling of longing. Our next contribution, or next little pause in our japa, will discuss the subject matter of longing, and we will refer to the Prarthana of Narottam Das Thakur in a little while. But before doing this, we will do now a little Nam Sankirtan, chanting together the holy names of Krishna, which is extremely favorable for japa. My dear devotees, never underestimate the potency of singing and glorifying Krishna loudly. It is said about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he would sometimes just be in his room and just chant with a pair of kartals. Because this is our process, chanting. Japa without Nam Sankirtan together with devotees is will lack some deepness, some feeling or some spontaneity. So this Nam Sankirtan is very, very powerful. And in fact, Jiva Goswami says that all the processes of devotional service are only successful with the execution of Nam Sankirtan. He specifically mentions deity worship, but also Smaran, the art of remembering Krishna. So we have picked a very nice raga. We hope that Giriraj will be satisfied. Raga is whatever it is. And please try to, you're coming now after a japa session, try to absorb yourself the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Our first stop was in the morning program, where we interrupted the japa session. Then we came here and spoke about humility. It is very, very nice to tell at this moment a leela of Lord Krishna. In relationship to Giri Govardhan, which is narrated in various sources, various literatures. It can be found in the Garga Sanghita, but it can also be found in closer scriptures. It was when Lord Krishna had carried the Govardhan hill for 7 days, then his cowherd boyfriends and the cowherd men of Vrindavan were considering something. All this while they had massaged the lotus arm of the hand of the Lord in loving affection, that may your circulation be good, so that this is a pleasant venture for you. But now they wanted to relieve the Lord even further. So they suggested, Gopal, you rest your arm for a while and we will carry with our sticks the Giriraj. This moment Krishna smiled. He smiled and smiled all the time, but this smile was a particularly merciful smile, mixed with humor. And he knew, my devotees have become proud. They think they can do, they can hold the Govardhan hill. And you must know at that time, Giriraj was as high that when the sun was up, Mathura was in the shade. Very high, very high. Krishna decided to teach his devotees a lesson, which he always does when you are proud. Maybe you have already gotten your lesson here in Giri Govardhan. I got my lesson yesterday when the first section, the first part of the lecture was not really, it was, there much room for improvement, let us say it in a gentlemanly way. Lord Krishna at that time decided to not let go of the hill, because he would know, or the mountain, it would crush all his devotees. But he transferred some of the weight onto the sticks of the cowherd men, who immediately crashed to the ground. And Krishna didn't allow the mountain to fall upon them. And at that moment the cowherd men understood, we are not able to carry this mountain. Krishna very often destroys the pride of his devotees. In the Rasa Leela, we also find that Krishna leaves two times very dear devotees. There is a reason that the gopis thought we are the most fortunate people in the universe to be together so closely with Krishna. And Krishna left them at that time. As soon as pride enters into your heart, Krishna will go. This is a rule. You can be rest assured. So the first attempt in our was we wanted to chant in a humble state of mind. Humble state of mind you can do when you understand you are not the body, but you are an eternal soul. Now we want to progress one step further in our chanting. I'm aware that when you give a lecture on this subject which comes now, it might not be possible for me to touch all your hearts in an equal way. Please don't put this expectation pressure on me. This is terrible I won't be able to do this. But it is said in sacred scriptures, in Brihadbhagavatamrita, that we must chant in a certain mood, the mood of longing. This mood is very nicely expressed in the Shikshastakama, in a verse which I wish you to chant with me now.
Ayinandatanuyakinkaram patitam mavishame bhavambudo kripayatavapalapankaja sthitaduli sadisham vichintaya.
O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda.
O my Lord.
O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda. I'm your eternal servant. But because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nations. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this. He says, due to my own past activities, I have fallen into this ocean of nations, and I do not see any means of getting out of this great ocean. It is just like an ocean of poison. If you do not see the world as in flames, you have no chance in spiritual life. You must understand Switzerland, Australia, Germany as a place of misery. If you don't have that healthy distance towards material things, you will not go on the journey. You just simply won't do it. You will always have your return ticket in your hand and always go back. This recognition of misery doesn't make you a miserable psychopath. It makes you someone who kindles a fire in his heart, a fire of longing for the positive side of existence or the spiritual world. So here we hear, this world is like an ocean of poison. By the way, do you know all of you will be mercilessly slaughtered by death? This is the situation. Hare Krishna. It's right behind you. It follows you everywhere. And it waits for the time to jump on you. I'm speaking a little bit preachy now to wake you up and get you in the mood. But I will soon stop, don't worry. As soon, it is just like an ocean of poison. As soon as one takes some pungent food, it burns the heart. Similarly, as we try to be happy by sense enjoyment, it becomes the opposite, the cause of burning the heart. That burning sensation goes on 24 hours, day and night. And on account of this, my mind is not at all in satisfaction. I'm always making plans by the hundreds and thousands how I will be happy. But actually, all of this gives me only trouble, day and night, for 24 hours. It is exactly like the waves of the ocean, always passing one another. That is my position. Then it goes on and on, but I want to read today some very, very nice prayers from Narottam Das Thakur, which will hopefully help us a little bit to get into the mood of longing for Krishna. One subject, I will now try to go through this work, Prarthana, book very much recommended by Srila Prabhupada, by just isolating a few subject matters which can awaken in our hearts some attachment. A very deep subject matter is the subject matter of utter surrender to the Lord and praying in this mood for attachment to the Lord. Narottam Das Thakur says to Radha and Krishna, "You are well known throughout the three worlds for being so merciful to the fallen and distressed souls. When I heard about your glories from saintly persons, I eagerly surrendered myself to you." We also have surrendered ourselves when we heard about Radha Krishna, came to the first Radha Krishna temple. "I eagerly surrendered myself to you. Now if you ignore me, what will I do? I have no other place to go." And then Narottam Das Thakur begins to stumble. He says, "Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Jaya, Radhe Krishna, Jaya Radhe,
Jaya,
Jaya Krishna,
Jaya Krishna,
Jaya Jaya Radhe Krishna,
Jaya Jaya Radhe Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Jaya Jaya,
Jaya Jaya
Radhe,
Radhe."
This is how he sings. It has some longing in it. "Again and again I repeat, O Radha, all glories to you. O Krishna, all glories to you." Narottam Das thus folds his hands, placing them on his forehead, and falling to the ground like a stick before you, prays, "Please fulfill my innermost heart's desire." This is called Samprathanatmika, where a devotee surrenders totally and prays for attachment. Another very frequent chant is a deep lamentation about the life spent previously. This is one of Prabhupada's reoccurring songs, which he sings again and again.
He even said it was his favorite song. Right?
Oh, did he say it is his favorite song? This is very good.
Jamuna asked him, "What's your favorite?"
I will repeat it for the posterity. Tatvavid Prabhu remembers that Jamuna had asked him, "What is your favorite bhajan?" And Prabhupada said, "Hari Hari Bifale." The song goes like this. "O Lord Hari,
Lord Hari,
I have spent my life uselessly." When you say this, you have to put your minds in the words. This is very important. If the words are here and the mind is somewhere else, it won't work. Nothing will be. "Although I have obtained a human birth, I have refused to worship Radha and Krishna.
I have refused to worship Radha and Krishna.
And in this way I have knowingly drunk poison." And he says, "Treasure of love of God has descended from the spiritual world in forms of the Sankirtan of the holy names. But what do I do? I refuse to take the antidote." In other words, this great lamentation of a chance which is not properly spent is very, very important. There are many fires in this world, and I will introduce to you two. One is karma, lust, which burns away your self-restraint, and the other is the fire of repentment, or repentation, or...
repentance.
Repentance, repentance. This fire of repentance is so strong, says Shastra, that even karma which is yet to come will be burned by it. Why? Because you have learned your lesson. You repent. You are sorry. You don't have to get the knock on the head. This fire of repentance is extremely strong. And we find it very often in Narottama. I got this chance, but what did I do? Hare Krishna. Another subject is here. This is something which I wouldn't say in a temple where many were of the old times. These were forbidden subjects, but here I will say it. He says, after a great deal of suffering, you then kindly tied your robe of mercy around my neck and brought me back to Vrindavan. But then your external potency Maya Devi forcibly untied that rope and threw me into the well of material existence. What do you say now, Shishtikara? Do you really want to go back to Europe? Narottamdas Thakur says, you brought me here, but then the illusory energy took her rope and just pulled me back. Prabhupada on this subject, it was in one Vrindavan festival, he addressed us all, and I knew it was the day before our return flight. So how did you like Vrindavan? He just asked in a curious way from the Vyasa-san. It, as far as I remember, it was, I can't remember years, but I can remember times. At the time when Krishna Balaram Mandir was inaugurated, what year was it? 75. So after the festival, he asked us how we like Vrindavan. At least from my heart, it came just very painful, very much, you know, knowing that soon we would leave. Prabhupada picked up that misery in this voice of, you know, many gave answers. He said, so now it is your duty to bring Vrindavan to the Western world. I remember this. And he explained what Vrindavan means. It's the consciousness to do everything for Krishna. This is what Vrindavan consciousness means. Everyone here lives only to please Krishna. So this lamentation, I got the chance, but I missed it. This is very important. This is very healthy if you have this type of understanding.
In that verse, in Hari Hari Bifale,
yes?
Janiya Shunya Vishakainu. So Vishakainu means I've drunk poison. And Janiya and Shunya means after knowing and after hearing knowingly, as Prabhupada usually translated, and after having heard about material life, still I drank the poison.
So next, another subject. This is by no means a scholarly study, but it is because we want to hear about Pratana, and we cannot just hear all the, if we would read all the songs, it would take a long, long time. So we will just peek into Pratana to arise our curiosity more to purchase copies of the book and read it as a regular function. One song, after Narottamdas Thakur has prepared the ground in his prayer succession of surrender, of lamenting about his life, of seeing a missed chance, he now gets on the positive side. And dear devotees, this is extremely important when you do prayers. This is something to learn from. He now begins to long for the impossible, the darshan of Radha and Krishna. Intense hankering, this subject is called Svabhishta Lalasa. Lalasa, yes. O Lord Hari, please.
O Lord Hari,
when will that day be mine?
When will that day be mine?
When I can behold Sri Radhika.
When I can behold Sri Radhika.
beside you. And I will touch your lotus feet.
And I will touch your lotus feet.
And serve you both together. And he goes into more details. He wants to be there and wants to hand Lalita and Vishakha different items for worship of the divine couple. Very often he prays in this mood, I will prepare a gem-studded throne and I will place the divine couple there. And he wants to wash their feet and fan and hand them the tambula, a leaf which is smeared with a very enjoyable substance and which is chewed upon and so on. And he then, in this mood, he runs to his spiritual master. O spiritual master Lokanath Goswami, O ocean of mercy, friend of the fallen and the life of all people, please be merciful and give me the shade of your lotus feet. I, Narottam Das, take shelter of you alone. In Narottam Das' very high writings, he always refers to going through his spiritual master so that these divine longings can be successfully fulfilled. Then there is a prayer. This is also very gets now a little advanced, interesting. This now is a prayer for reaching one's eternal identity. Do you also sometimes have the faint idea that you might be living in roles, that you might not be authentic, that you might not be your real self as you act? So this search for authenticity reaches its perfection when a devotee wants to think about the subject that I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. Certainly I'm not this eternal servant of Krishna as the son of a director of the German railway and who was in the Nazi wars in a leading position. It must be something else. It can't refer to this material body. So Narottam Das Thakur hints at this. This is a subject matter where speculation is not very good, because by speculation we are thrown far, far away. Once Prabhupada was asked, who are you? And he said, if I would tell you, you wouldn't believe it. This is not something for public discussion or public thought and so on. O Lord Hari! This we will not, because some of us might feel uncomfortable repeating this, or we might not justly uncomfortable, because it's very much over our head, but this is there in the prayers. O Lord Hari, will this ever happen to me, that I leave this male body, and upon assuming a female body, I will apply sandalwood paste on the limbs of both Radha and Krishna? And he goes on. He wants to comb their hairs, dress them with a new gunja mala, and so on and so forth. He wants to dress Srimati Radharani with blue garments, and then wants to look at the beautiful forms. This desire to serve the Radha and Krishna is given a practical platform in archana, or deity worship, where a devotee, after attaining the sacred mantras, which are required to worship the Lord, can approach the Lord and dress the Lord, offer them food, offer them gunja malas. It is a great Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this, engaging your senses in dressing the Lord will purify all your activities. Therefore, deity worship is very much desired. So, then another subject. I will not touch upon this subject in great detail, is how we can approach the divine couple. The divine couple can be approached by invitation, not by crashing into this. This is very important. In the world, we have discotheques where only people who are dressed in a certain way are allowed entry. And if they want to crash the discotheque, there is a heavy-bodied person who throws them in the gutter. So, this is something to stimulate your imagination. If you want to go in the spiritual world, do you think you can just somehow go there? You need to be invited. And your dress needs to be proper. That is, you need to be dressed in the mood of very humble and selfless service. This mood is exemplified in the gopis who have their assistants, the manjaris. And here, very often, Narottamdas Thakur will discuss the manjari seva and his desire to be introduced by the manjaris. A very famous song which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sung at his disappearance, and which was also sung when Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, disappeared, is Sri Rupa Manjari, which Narottamdas Thakur has coined. It's a song to be connected with this Manjari, who in this world appears as Rupa Goswami and already trains us here in this world by works like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The further training can take place for us in our line in the spiritual world by Rupa Manjari. And here the song says very nicely, "Seeing me standing in fear behind Sri Rupa, Radha and Krishna with kind hearts will again smilingly ask Sri Rupa, 'Where have you brought this new person from?'" The word is actually maidservant. Hearing their statement, Sri Rupa will answer. Now, it's an introduction. You need invitation and introduction. "Manjulali brought her." That's the Manjari name of Lokanath Goswami. "Manjulali brought her and gave her to me. I could understand her to be very meek and humble. Therefore, engaging her with service, I kept her here." And in this way, Sri Rupa will merciful engage Narottamdas Thakur. This is a subject which is very often there. So we come to a few. Then he prays to his spiritual master, "O Lord Lokanath, please have mercy upon me." In another place, he will criticize himself severely that he is not sufficiently surrendered to his spiritual master. He is very self-critical at one place. "How can a wicked soul like myself attain service to the Lord? I have no affection for the service of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. My mind remains merged in an unlimited world of illusion." So very important. When he talks about these high things, entering into the spiritual dimension as in his spiritual identity or constitutional position, he immediately goes in the same song to his spiritual master Lokanath Goswami, "Please make this possible." And then he criticizes himself. "What? How can I desire these strong things? I'm not even a good server of my spiritual master." "All of you, kindly be compassionate on me."
Kindly be compassionate on me.
Yes. He even makes a statement where he says, "My life is." I don't remember actually. It's a very nice song, but I don't remember it now. Then he wants to live in Braj. "May I ask you now, what do you think is the advantage of staying in Vrindavan for your spiritual life? For your spiritual life. Not in a general way. How does it help you? Is it a good question? I wish that for a very brief time, because some of we are getting again in the same thing, a monologue, and everyone is... can you please build pairs for just a moment? It will be only 5 minutes. And for 2.5 minutes each, get your brain, what is the benefit for you in Vrindavan? Build pairs with your devotees. If you want to talk to someone who... Yes, please do it fast, and we will have not an Indian stopwatch, but an American stopwatch. It will be 5 minutes. Hare Krishna. It's necessary that your life force begins anew. In Vrindavan help you, because we want to hear Narottam Das Thakur longing to live in Vrindavan. Very much. As we are sitting under this sacred Kalpa Vriksha tree, I want to ask you, anyone, to just briefly say any one thing which you remember from this brief glimpse into Narottam Das Thakur's prayers. Something which you remember, which sticks, which touched your heart.
He's longing for Radha and Krishna.
Longing for Radha Krishna.
He's lamenting his deplorable condition as he sees it.
Lamenting his deplorable condition as he sees it. Praying in full surrender for attachment.
Always remembering his spiritual master.
Always remembering his spiritual master.
Someone's already said the one that
remember. Yeah. Yes, you can, very important, you can, even if someone said already the point which you remember, you can still say it in your own way. You can also say it in your own way without a long time. Yeah. we can already start here because Rupa Goswami trains us here and Rupa Manjari, the same person, trains us there. Yes, Prashanta. Cultivating this hope for the impossible, although it seems to be impossible, still cultivating the hope, yes. He was lamenting his inability to serve his spiritual master. What to speak of us? What to speak of some other dimension? If even that is not there, what will this? Will we reach the high dimension? Mm-hmm.
I remember he said, Jaya Radhe Jai Krishna, Jaya Radhe Jai Krishna.
Wonderful. Yes. Tatvavit Prabhu.
Oh,
yeah. No, the drag me, the Krishna, Krishna's mercy dragged me there, yes. Yeah. Yes, this devotee, Tatvavit Prabhu said, he was touched by the point that a rope of mercy was pulled, dragged around his neck, and he was pulled here. And then Maya will drag, Maya drags him back. This is a touching point.
Lord, the impossible was to have the darshan of Radha and Krishna. According to Narottam Das Thakur, you say the impossible is to have the darshan of Radha and Krishna.
Mm-hmm. How difficult it is to get the darshan of Krishna. For him it is impossible. Mm-hmm. Yes, although we heard so many times about the nature of the world, still we continue on and on. Yeah, highest pleasure is to obtain the darshan of Krishna, but even higher that and that is to follow the order of Radhika. Yeah. Yeah. Because he feels desperate, he calls out the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of the other Vaishnavas for him.
Did he also ask?
Yes. Yes. He also asked them to be merciful to him. Do I see you? No, no, sorry. Sorry. Excuse me. Voluntarily drinking poison. This point touched me. Thank you very, very much. I want to utter in as a suggestion how we will end this session and then continue japa up till when is prasharam, please?
It'll start being served at 2:30.
At 2:30, yes. We can end this and go into the next japa session by using this most really favorable situation. Please look around for a moment. This is really not of this world, isn't it? Mm. It must be said.
Look at all the smiles.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know that all the trees are Kalpa Vriksha trees, wish fulfilling trees? And we have before us Giriraj, Krishna, in this form. So I think we should end this after having heard about Narottam Das Thakur's prayers. We should pay our obeisances all together.
And get up individually as we like.
Yeah, and get us individually as we like. So we can pay our obeisances and pray to Giriraj. And then, before doing this, I would like to look at Braj Bihari Prabhu. At 2:30 will be prasadam.
Well, it's self-service.
It's self-service.
At 2:30 and later, of course, it'll be hot, most hot at 2:30.
Yes. I would suggest also. It's self-service in the sense you can go there, but prasadam should be accepted when it's hot and so on. And then you might like to take a little rest. That's also... And then you please continue on. I will be also here for the... There will be one more word of encouragement. One like this. I went a little long. It will be shorter. It will be about the Diamond Throne meditation. It's very deep. Because then we get into some meditational things. And then this evening, I think we leave it, yes, this evening. What do you think, 7 would be good? No? 7? Oh, we eat evening prasadam as well? Yeah. But you can
say... Later
yeah.
What time do we meet again? No more meetings this afternoon?
Oh yeah, no.
What time?
This is the best... Yeah, very intelligent. Burijan Prabhu is a teacher. Let us not now talk about these things and talk the atmosphere into flat things. We will meet again. Let us calculate. 2:30 you take prasadam. Then 3:30, this is 1 hour. I would say 4:00 is a good time. Okay. 4:00 we will meet again under this tree hearing about the Diamond Throne meditation, how to meditate while chanting. This we did, how to pray while chanting, longingly pray. This was the essence of this. And please apply, if you want, you could apply it. But if you want to do it after you have thought about it, that is also very much welcome.
Okay, now you have to leave us with one word, you know, just something to
bring us again
into the prayer.
Yes. Before entering into the prayer, I want to finish really what we have started. O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant, but because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nations. Now please be costlessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. This prayer is ended with a very personal appeal of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Krishna. He writes, after each of these Shikshastakam prayers, he writes a song. And the song goes like this. Patita kinkore dori parapatma dulikuri deho bhakti vinoda shraya amitava nityadas buliyamayarapash padaye achidaya maya. After all, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, after everything, all the misery and all my mistakes, after all, I'm your eternal servant. So somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean. So you kindly pick me up and fix me as one of the dust of your lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda Thakur entreats, kindly give me shelter on your lotus feet. Actually, I'm your eternal servant. Somehow or other I forgot you and I'm now fallen in the network of Maya. My dear Lord, I'm entangled. Kindly save me. Hare Krishna.